Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
Welcome everybody, my name's Rob Statham. This week we're continuing our talk about Introspect, Failsafe's newest offering. It's designed so individuals, families, groups, businesses, and organizations can use the process, and it's potentially life-changing in the things you learn from incidents or events in your life, things that go wrong. If you missed last week's podcast, feel free to go back and catch up, but I'll give you a quick recap of last week. It's the way we are that causes everything that goes right and everything that goes wrong. Unfortunately, most people don't know what it is about the way they are that causes problems until they suffer a significant incident, even a disaster. And by then, it's too late. People can learn what is it about the way I am that causes problems around me by looking at small problems in their own lives. And everyone can do this. And with small problems, you reduce one very nasty thing that comes out when things go wrong, blame, right? You lose the fear of being blamed when it's a small incident. Criticism goes away. And this is a unique process to help people see the real causes of their problems in a way that will help them learn and grow. I certainly hope that this process becomes a part of the rest of your life. Well, we talked about the idea of it last week, and this week I wanted to talk about a scenario, kind of give you an example. I'm going to share with you an incident that happened to me at home. It was a Saturday morning, and I was making breakfast for my family. We have pancakes, and I was also doing some eggs, and I reached in the cupboard to grab a plate for some eggs that were being fried, nice warm eggs, and I grab a plate, a dinner plate, and it was cold in coming out of that cupboard. It was very cold, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is not going to be very good for a warm breakfast. Putting hot eggs on a cold plate, then we'll have cold eggs. So I thought, well, I'll warm it up. And what I did, I thought just a few seconds on this burner will just take the edge off and warm that plate up. Well, just at that time, my wife came in the kitchen. She needed immediate attention with something. Kids started asking a question. And in a matter of seconds, all of a sudden, boom, my plate that I wanted just to knock the heat off of, it decided to blow up because it can't take heat from a burner like that for very long. It's not made for that. Well, now I have broken glass everywhere. I was trying to make breakfast, yada, yada. I think you get the rest of it. Well, honestly, most of life is like this. Many things, they go wrong. The reasons are obvious, traceable right back to ourselves. And if you take note how often this happens, it will probably surprise you because things like this happen all the time, often multiple times in a day, at work or at home. And not all problems are like this, but Some of the problems in our lives do have causes that originate outside of ourselves, and other problems can be almost mysterious at times, and we don't know initially why they occur. But for today, I want to talk about this example, and I want to focus on the easy ones. These happen to most of us all the time. The things that you do that cause problems, obvious things that cause an immediate reaction, like, uh-oh, why did I do that? Most of the problems in our lives, believe it or not, are these kinds of problems. And if you're typical, your reaction to things like this is probably you get bent out of shape and it's directed outside of yourself. That's what happened to me. I immediately I was upset that I got distracted. I wanted to look at my wife and my kids, but also almost immediately I realized that it was me, right? I'm the one who left the plate on the burner. So that's how it works. I mean, with when you know something's gone wrong, start with the thing that went wrong. This could be anything. And the next thing you want to do is you want to answer, what did you do that led to the event? We call this the actual behavior. We also ask, what should you have done that would have avoided the event or the desired behavior? And in this case, I answered, what did I do that led to the event? Well, I left a plate on the burner that was turned on high. And what should I have done? Well, I should have warmed it up in a safer way. That's probably not the best way to try to warm a plate. I could have used hot water or even the microwave. So now we're heading for something critically important. Let me talk about the triggering situation, because all human behavior is triggered. There's no exception. If you're driving to work and someone cuts you off, you just faced a triggering situation, because it will trigger some kind of behavior on your part. If you're watching TV and your spouse asks you a question, another triggering situation. You can be playing baseball and you're up to bat and here comes the pitch, another triggering situation. I think you get a feel for it, right? You're driving through town and the light turns yellow as you're approaching it. These are all triggering situations. At work, vibration on a critical pump is increasing to an alarm point, right? To a set point. Again, it's a triggering situation. What you're going to do in response to that. An employee tells you that they're about to quit, right? Another triggering situation. Even listening now to this podcast is a triggering situation. Well, the only reason I mention all of that is because all of our behavior can be traced back to a triggering situation. If you think about it, even boredom is a trigger of behavior. So let's look at my incident with the plate, right? The question we want to ask is, what situation triggered my actual behavior? So in this case, I answered, well, when I grabbed the plate out of the cupboard, it felt cold. So let's slow down a bit and realize that at this specific point in time, this is the triggering situation when I noticed the plate was cold. a decision was made that led to me heating the plate by placing it on the burner that was set to high. Now, if you do a lot of these exercises, and I certainly hope you do, you'll be able to look back and see what kinds of situations are most likely to cause problems in your life. So now what? Well, let's acknowledge that the situations of life, these things that come at us, they always trigger thought. If someone cuts you off when you're driving, that situation will trigger thought, right? Situations, triggering situations, always trigger thought. So now that I understand the situation, I ask myself, what thoughts went through my mind when I felt that cold plate? Well, I thought, so much for a hot breakfast. I don't want to put hot eggs on a cold plate. I'll warm it up. A few seconds on this burner will knock the chill off. That's what I thought. Now, you also need to ask, what thoughts should have gone through my mind when I felt that cold plate? These thoughts would have led me to warm the plate in a safer way, in a way that didn't ruin breakfast, if you will. So what I should have thought is, this plate's cold. I'll take a few seconds and run it under hot water and dry it, and that'll warm the plate up. So we're getting close to the bottom line of the whole process. But before I talk about that, I'd like to ask you a question. Have you ever wondered why things go wrong in our lives? I mean, I suppose we could live in an existence where nothing went wrong, but if you're a human being, you don't. Things do go wrong. The question is, why? Why do things go wrong? I think this is a very important question for people to consider. Most people never take the time to consider this question, and even fewer attempt to answer it. I don't know that I've spent my lifetime, but I've spent the better part of my adult life, honestly, trying to learn from things that go wrong and to answer this question. And we believe that when something goes wrong in our lives, the reason is we're supposed to learn something about ourselves. If you learn something about a piece of equipment, that's fantastic. If you learn something about your process or your systems at work, that's great. If you learn something about someone else, that's fine. But if you have not learned something about yourself in response to something that's gone wrong in your life, I'm afraid whatever happened in your life was in vain. You need to think about that and ponder it, and I'll bet you'll come to the same conclusion. Now, I do want to get back to our incident with the broken plate and ruined breakfast. Pretend you were in my shoes. You left the plate on the burner too long. Pretend that you had those thoughts that we discussed going through your mind, and that you are the one who admitted what you should have done instead. So how do you learn about something about yourself? Well, we want to answer the question, what is it about the way I am that accounts for the gap in these thoughts, right? We talked about the thoughts that went through our mind that led to putting the plate on the burner on high. and what we should have been thinking. Well, those certainly are not going to be the same thoughts. And that gap is actually evidence of the way I am. So we need to answer, what is it about the way I am that accounts for the gap in these thoughts? Now, excuse me. This is where you want to slow down. You don't want to just answer this flippantly. You don't want to just say, I tend to heat plates the wrong way. You need to just slow down. And I'm talking seconds, not, you don't have to take an hour to think about this, but you do have to actually ponder and look at yourself, right? You need to think about your personal tendencies, the way you are, deep within yourself, something that gets to the essence of who you are, what drives you to do the things you do. You knew heating the plate on high could lead to a problem, but you thought it would save time, where you should have thought it'll only take a few seconds to warm this with hot water and dry it. I'll spend a little more time and avoid the chance of ruining breakfast, right? So you see that you have this, I'll save some time and risk breakfast versus I'll take a few seconds longer and avoid the risk of ruining breakfast. So what is it about the way you are that's evident in this gap? Now I'm asking you to put yourself in my shoes. I answer this question. This is honestly one of the most important questions you could ever ask yourself. What is it about the way I am that's evident in my thoughts? This is where we self-reflect. No one can answer for me in this case, right? I mean, I'm the one that needs to answer this question. I'll have to literally look at myself and answer something. There has to be something about the way I am that accounts for the way I was thinking versus the way I should have been thinking. And in this incident, I saw it. I mean, I admit it. I tend to think I can get away with taking risks to save time. And I know it's not good. Trust me, I ruined breakfast. It wasn't the end of the world. But I realize that that thought process, the way I am, is not good. It's contributing to problems, not just one incident, one plate, or one breakfast. Notice how the answer starts with a tendency, I tend to, and it ends with, I know it's not good. Now, I'll be completely honest with you, I doubt doing this once will make much of a difference in your life. But I do know from experience, if you do this over and over, it will reveal an ugly trend about you that you might not have known about before. In fact, you've probably ignored it. Most people ignore it so much, they're blind to it. And even if you did know about it, doing this exercise will make you so aware of it, you won't be able to ignore it. Trust me, that's what happened to me, and it's happened to many others. So if you want to discover some things about yourself that you might not have known, focus on something you did that in retrospect you wish you would have done differently. Acknowledge the situation that confronted you, right? That's what led to your behavior. And then dwell there just for a moment and reflect on the thoughts that went through your mind at that point in time that led to your behavior. And then ask yourself, what is it about the way I am that accounts for these thoughts? If you do that regularly, and I'm talking about once a day, four or five times a week. These are things that you know what happened. You don't have to spend much time. And you do that regularly to where it becomes a habit. You'll see the way it changes the way you look at things that go wrong. I hope you do this. Choose something that's gone wrong. It can be at home or at work, something that you know you caused. And if you can't think of anything, don't worry. Just keep your eyes open. Something's going to happen. It always does. And it can be small, but take the opportunity to learn something about yourself. If you do this, what will blow your mind is you will watch the world around you change. You're looking at yourself, but it changes the things around you. I'd love to hear from you. If you need help doing this, or you'd like more information, or you have comments about it, I'd love to hear what you learned about yourself. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next week, stay safe and take care. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.